Why can't you get from A to Z? Why does it look hopeless? Personal note, I have been in this transformation game since 1985. I never understood why the human condition was the way it was, why it was hopeless. I didn't know about the selfish gene. I was completely ignorant. Like most transformational teachers, I was ignorant. A little knowledge is dangerous in the hand of someone who only missed that little knowledge. A little knowledge is dangerous in my hands. I am now confident that with this new knowledge I can guide you to better to win in life. If you are here, then I guess everything is not going as well as you'd like it to. If you are here, then I guess you've read hundreds of articles to help you regain the happiness you once had. Or to gain the happiness you see others have. Maybe you've attended courses, workshops, retreats, and yet, you are, if you want to tell the truth, almost exactly where you were before you embarked on this spirituality thing. Or below. You have read about machine. You have read about your doom, a but dominant belief. Maybe you had your attachments pulled, and had some capacities turned on. And yet you find that the machine is running amok, putting you in your place. If it is true that you are a survival vehicle for your genes, whatever those genes are, then your freedom will depend on how well you play the game. Your peace of mind, your success will depend on how well you can play in tight places. How well you can experience freedom when liberty is limited. You see, we've been told that we can do anything we put our minds to. But it only looks true for some people. And never for us. You see, we've been told that if we can just think positive. If we can turn our faces to the light, then the shadows will disappear. But the truth is that what you don't see, what you are not aware of, will eat your lunch. In your case, it will eat your peace of mind, your results, your health, your money, your happiness. I am working with people from a very wide range of backgrounds. I do that because this is a new type of learning. A new type of learning to win when all the conditions in the game set to don't pass. The world is not your oyster. Although opportunities are endless, your results are limited. You are hindered, hampered, blocked, reprimanded by your genes. Only individuals who can play well under the tyranny of the genes can win in this life. If I ever wondered why Ty Lopez is winning, and he is, yesterday's episode was a real eye-opener. The episode about the Hurricane and Richard Branson in the 67 Steps program. Ty teaches how to work with the desires, inclination, skills you have, but work in a way that you use them in a larger game than you, than people normally do. Let me explain. You know my work around context, around backdrop, and you know that I consider it the most important work a person can do. And yet no one is ever getting it. Context is what you can see when you expand your cone of vision to see the big picture, and you in it. Expand it in time, expand it in space, so the connections, the causality is clearly visible. If you have your head up your ass, meaning you live in your thoughts and emotions, you can't do it. You have to come out of your head and your particular point of view about what you want, about what you wish, and look at life, your life, and you in it from the outside. It takes me about 10 seconds to listen to you, to hear or read two sentences you speak, to see your life. I can see your attitude to yourself, to life. And I often don't have to see more. I can see if you are going to be willing to live well inside the maze your genes have set up for you. Live well, I said. But, between you and me, the only people who can live a winning life are people who can see. Who can see that the survival game the genes have set up for you has big holes in it. Who can see that you can only live well if you don't step on the mines, if you don't trip the tripwires. But you think you can do anything. Anytime. And you step on mines, and you trip your wires. I tell you, it takes a lot of managing yourself, and skills to win. But, alas, none of these are available from inside your mind, from inside your imagination, from inside your avoiding, pretentious nature. None. So you keep on doing the same thing. And suffer. Without an intimate knowledge of your machine. Without knowing the landmines and the tripwires, you can never safely use your machine to actually win in life. The tragedy of humanity is that people, individuals, who have what it takes to win with a machine, are not the ones who put their genes into the gene pool. No. The gene pool is 99.99999% genes of people who can't play well. Of people who can't win inside the machine. Who are good for reproduction and feeding themselves. That is it. Chances are that you, maybe, you are part of that 99.99999%. How do you go from being a reproduction machine to becoming a winning machine? Winning as in enjoying life, creating, fulfilling an innate need to make a difference, leave your mark? This is a good question, and I'd love to talk about it. But there is no one to listen. You see, evolution, the idea, is only for people who are on the verge. Wallace D. Waddle said only a few true statements, and this is the most important of them: start where you are. And now I'll paraphrase: grow your knowledge, grow your skills, grow your attention, grow your awareness where you are, without changing the circumstances. Become too big for your circumstances. That is when you have done the work you are supposed to do, is when you will get an answer from me on how to evolve to the next level. Until then, I am unwilling to entertain your question, because what you will do with it disgusts me. You'll drag it in your mind and you'll imagine yourself winning without having to do any work, without learning anything. And you can see that your first obstacle being in the mind. And thus you don't know how to learn worth a damn. You don't know how to learn in a way that it makes a difference. Because there is no learning in the mind. In the best case, you are like a library that no one uses. The wisdom of the ages is dead for you. Your head may be full, but I would not know it from your actions. Your actions are the actions of an ignorant person. Nobody home. My articles have no echo. Not even dread. Lol. But if you are willing to train yourself to learn, like Wax on Wax Off trained the little boy to protect himself with karate moves, then maybe, down the line, you'll become someone who echoes what I say, because you'll know. P.S. I talked about falling in love with the grind in my last course. Because unless you do, you are stuck in a jump to Z mode.